Hello?
Hi, hello. This is Alex reaching out. We are conducting a survey, and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. So let's move forward. What is your zip code?
49014.
490. Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
1955.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you so much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm African American or black, whichever one of those you choose.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for office, like in the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2020 elections? Will you
100%.
Okay.
100%.
How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person?
Democrat. In person and as a Democrat.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
I'll say about 8.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0
means...
Okay. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or... nor cold, it means neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. So, Tim Walt.
Oh, Walt, I just met him, I'll say a 9.
Okay, in a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, Whitmer. 10.
10. Okay. Mark Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, 10.
Josh Shapiro.
Shapiro, 8.
8, okay. Joe Biden.
9.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Barack Obama.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? I will read to you, and you can tell me what do you think is more important. Protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, climate change and the environment, better transportation systems, reducing racism and discrimination, immigration, affordable quality healthcare, public safety including gun violence, criminal justice and police reform, abortion, rising cost of living, access to quality education, access to good jobs, none of the above. Or you can specify another one.
Protecting voting rights.
Okay, protecting voting rights. Yeah, you can select two more.
Quality education.
Okay. One more.
I don't remember what else you had.
Okay. Affordable quality housing, climate change and the environment, better transportation.
Yeah, quality housing.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, your party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, undecided, will vote for the political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's for her.
For her. Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhere more motivated to vote? Make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
It makes me motivated to vote, more motivated to vote.
Okay, much motivated to vote. Next question. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
It made no difference.
Makes no difference. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you, by a lot, some little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot. A lot of trust. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, a lot. Thank you so much. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe it. Is talk on crime?
It really describes her.
Okay. Is a strong black woman?
Yeah, it describes her.
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community?
Yeah, it describes her.
Governs with an iron fist?
What were the choices again?
Yeah. The choices are really describes her, somewhat describes a bit, really does not describe, and don't know.
I say really describes her.
Okay. Represents the AAPI community.
What is AAPI community?
Give me just one moment. Let's move forward to the next one in the meantime. Fights for all of us?
Yeah, she fights for all of us.
Okay. Is prepared to be president?
Yes, she's prepared to be president.
Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, the AAPI community stands for Asian American and Pacific Islanders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, stand up for them, yeah.
No, I would like to tell you more about President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or not different. I'm going to read the first statement. Kamala is dumbingly referred to as a Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives.
Yes.
Okay. Much favorable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical Black university, where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority in and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of fulfilling Black communities.
Yes.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first selected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I don't know in 2004 what her stance was. I'm not sure.
Okay, so no difference for you, right?
No. She's from San Francisco, probably, but I'm not sure.
Okay. The next one. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it's sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
I'm not sure, but probably yes.
Okay. Let's move to the next question. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election of President, Congress, state, and local offices on the scale of 0 to 10.
Girls, 10.
10, okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel Black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you? Please read the amount 10. Of power. Okay, then.
I'll say 10.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but let me check again. But if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican, Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, your party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all for upcoming elections.
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Okay. Let me check. Give me just one moment. Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some leader, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interests of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
A lot. Okay. Next question. Which of the following will you say are your main sources for news? Network news, ABC, CBC, NBC, local newspapers, local radio, family and friends, national newspapers, Fox News, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, CNN, local TV news.
No, local news, local network news.
Okay, local network news. And you can select two more. Or use that one.
I would say local network news. I don't fool around the internet.
Understood. Next question. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat?
I'm in a group chat, man. Presidential election don't come up at all.
Okay. Not often at all. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
What kind of master's degree? Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. Last year is 2023. What was your total family income from our sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably about 180,000.
180,000. Okay. Give me just one moment. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.